Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Great to have you with us on the program. Secrets, Lies, Betrayals. Yes, it's Season 7 of WeTV's hit series, Marriage Boot Camp Reality Stars, following a group of headline-making reality stars as they spend weeks of intensive therapy deciding how to work out issues that are destroying their relationships or just call the whole thing off. The season features stars from The Bachelorette, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, Bad Girls Club, Mob Wives, and Amy Duggar King and her husband Dylan King. Amy, of course, best known for being the rebel Duggar cousin on the hit reality series 19 and Counting, an aspiring country music singer. Their communication issues started to boil over into resentment, and they enlisted in Marriage Boot Camp reality stars to patch up the marriage. This season, no one seems as they appear. Season 7, Marriage Boot Camp reality stars, Friday 9 Eastern Pacific on WeTV, and Amy and Dylan King with us on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
You know, there was
some kind of juicy season. I can't wait to see.
I
can't wait to see the rest of this. You know, there was surprise, even shock, when the cast was announced for season 7, and you two were mentioned. Relative newlyweds caught fans off guard. Why did you decide you wanted to be part of Marriage Boot Camp?
Well, I think for one, I think people in general, when they hear like therapy or something like that, they put a very negative spin on it. And for Amy and I, like, I don't think no matter what point of a relationship, whether you're in a good spot or a bad spot, therapy can't be bad for you. And so for us, like, we had some things that we wanted to work out, and we had a definite one thing in particular is we had a situation that I did. It was a tone that I had, and but we lacked the communication part. Amy could never communicate to me what that was. And so we kind of hit a wall there. She couldn't explain it, and I didn't know how to change it because I wasn't getting the information that I needed. And so we hit a wall. And so it was like, well, what do? We got to fix it because we're definitely not going to continue this road and 10 years later hate each other. So we're going to try to fix this now. And then Marriage Boot Camp came up, and we were like, yep, this is what we're going to do. And hopefully that we were going to fix it. And they definitely gave us the tools, and I think we're in a lot better spot now.
What were your expectations going in? I assume you saw the series, and we'll talk about the intensity of that series, but as you were going in, what were your, did you have any fear going in, any trepidation? How did you prepare for this?
So here's the thing. We never watched an episode.
Probably better off that way. Probably better off that way.
It probably was. Exactly. I honestly don't know if I would have signed up and where we would have gone if we would have actually seen what all it was, you know, what all it entailed. However, we went in with just a clear mind of, okay, you know, we are newlyweds. We want this marriage to last forever. And no matter what it is, we want it to last. And so we're just going to take every drill and learn something from it. So for us, it was a very real experience.
You know, Dylan, it's interesting. You said going in, this wasn't a quest for fame. We weren't there to be on a TV show. We were actually there for the therapy, and it just happened there were cameras watching the therapy. This
right.
obviously was successful for you. Was that because you went in with the right attitude?
I think for us, it definitely was the correct attitude to have. But I can tell you, I don't know if it goes both ways, but I know me and my other male friends talking about your emotions and problems is normally not the most fun thing to have to do.
Yes.
But we definitely kept an open mind, and like Amy was saying, we took every day just as a day as it is. We weren't looking at the whole, like, oh, how many days are we here? This is going to be crazy. And we really focused on that day and what the doctor was trying to tell us and what tools they were giving us. And so for us, at the very end of it, now looking back, I think we really took every aspect to the fullest. And I think, like I said, we're in a lot better spot now, and we learned a lot.
Amy, when you go in, the first thing they do, they sort of catch you off guard with this ambush press conference right at the beginning. Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts? Because this became intense right away. Were you sort of thinking, where's that Uber app? We're going to get out of here. This wasn't what I was expecting. What did you think right away when they start off with that?
The door for the exit sign several times. I was like, hey, I can make a run for it and they would never know I'm gone, you know? So it definitely my mind, I'll be honest. But I'm really glad I stuck through it. And, you know, on day 7, which I think is the episode that's going to be aired, on Friday, that episode was the most hardest, emotional draining day possible. And so for me, that's when I wanted to throw in that towel. I was like, I am freaking done with this, you know? And, you know, Dylan had to be like, babe, like we're working through things. It's good for us to be here. He had to talk me into staying.
You know, it's interesting because as you're watching that, you're thinking, are these exercise, is this just theatrical? Are they staging this because it's a TV show? Or are there therapeutic benefits? You've been through this. You know, you, as a viewer, we're watching and thinking they're doing it for shock value. As one of the couples going through it, did you learn something from each of the exercises?
I mean, definitely, every drill that they use is a super intense thing. And when you're going through it and at that time, I think all of us, the whole cast, was really like, what in the world? How does this help us? But by the end of the day, when they wrap up and they tell you what they've learned about you and how that actually intertwines with your relationship, and then Judge Toler comes out, you know, and drops a hammer on you and really clarifies a lot of things, it's like, wow. Like, I did not see the connection with the drill at the time, but you certainly do by the end of the day. And they're very good about giving you some kind of a learning experience through that and helping the relationship. So, but it is. Woo,
intense.
It's fun.
It is intense. Very.
You're listening to This Week in America. Amy Duggar King and her husband Dylan King with us on the program talking about the WeTV hit series Marriage Boot Camp Reality Stars Season 7, Fridays 9 Eastern Pacific. It's interesting as well because as we're watching, we're thinking, you know, everything you do, everything the couples do, in the back of your mind, you know it's on camera. You know it's a TV show. There was a situation that was teased and got a lot of publicity, Amy, where an abusive past relationship came up. And you were saying this really isn't something you had any intention at all of bringing up. Suddenly you're talking about it because you totally forget the cameras are there. Talk about that experience and what it meant for you, because you said basically you felt like a load was lifted off your shoulders.
I did, yes. That was a very intense, emotional day. So we haven't seen the episodes before. We never watched the show before we signed up. So we had no idea how deep the therapy would go. And there's a forgiveness day. And that day, you know, they ask you, is there anyone that you need to forgive? Is there anyone that has hurt you and brought you pain that's been inflicted upon you and when you were younger? And for me, I had someone immediately in my head, and I didn't want to share it. I didn't want to open that can of worms, I'll be honest. And I'm really glad I did. Because I actually forgave that person. And you can see it on the show. Even Dr. V said, like, she sees me, like, swallow all the fear. And I actually forgive this person. And I have never been able to do that in years.
We're talking,
so,
yeah.
And now, looking back, like, it is a weight's been lifted. You know, like, I forgive that person. I know I love that person, but yet they need help. You know, and it's not on me anymore.
Well, it's a real moment, and it shows that, okay, not everything in the back of the couple's mind, the individual's mind, is I'm going to be on television, because you say you totally forgot that. That's sometimes hard to imagine, but I would assume after a while you get caught up in the situation and you're really not thinking there are cameras all over the place.
So that's the thing. The cameras aren't right in your face.
Yeah.
They're not, like, directly in front saying, ooh, look, capture every moment Amy has, or Amy and Dylan, blah, blah, blah. They're in corners. So you don't really, you forget that you're on a show, and it's actual therapy. They're world-renowned doctors. So they know how to pinpoint your issues and how to really get you in this moment of just being vulnerable in front of the camera, but without realizing that you're on camera, you know? So for me, it's not about a TV show. I mean, heck, like, I've been on TV, you know, like, that's, I'm not after fame. I'm not after anything like that. It was literally was my husband and I were having these issues, and we had no idea how to help the situation and how to prevent it from happening after the show was aired, you know? make it back home to normal life.
Do you learn things about yourself that you didn't realize, that you didn't know going in?
Yes.
Yeah, but there's a whole day on focusing on yourself, and like there's one point, and I don't know if I can say too much because it hasn't aired yet, but there is a day where you focus on yourself and they really make you dig deep. And so I know for me, I'm not going to speak for Amy, but I learned things about myself, and just because it's not normal things that you would think about. And so it was like, wow, I didn't know I thought about myself in this way. And that really helps you connect with your partner more. Just connecting the dots just helps so much. And learning more, a deeper part about yourself, and she learns a deeper part of herself, the aspect and the outcome is a deeper relationship. And hopefully, you know, hopefully most all the other couples, you know, you push for the positive side.
Exactly. Exactly. A couple minutes left in the program. Amy, you said going in, we wanted to make this relationship as healthy as it could be. I get the impression from watching and hearing you today and your interaction and laughing with each other that it was successful.
I mean, I give them props for the program that we went through, because I have never loved my husband more than I do this morning, you know, and each day I feel like is a good day. You know, even if we have moments that we don't disagree or we, you know, we have our issues, we know how to communicate now. So it's very easy to say like, hey, babe, I didn't like that, and here's why, and I would like for you to kind of work on that, instead of me blowing up at him. And then he's like, you know, I love you, I'm sorry, yeah, I'll work on that. And it's like, okay, great, like our day is fine, you know, like relationships take work. And I'm really glad we put in that hard work and we got the tools in order to have a very healthy marriage.
Got about a minute left. Everybody's speculating what's going to happen now. Amy, as I understand, you've got an apparel line. There's some talk about maybe more reality, a home renovation series, that type of thing. I don't know what you can talk about, but are there plans for future television?
There are plans.
Okay, I paused to wait for you to...
That.
Spoiler alert, but I...
We're definitely working on our own stuff and our own platforms to bring some more content, and that's something that is fun for me and Amy, and that we enjoy it a lot, and we love to be able to share our experiences in our life, and in hopes that we're able to help other people and show people maybe a different light. And then also the apparel line definitely keeps us very busy, and starting a new business, and that's always difficult, but we're excited about all of these different little adventures that we have going on. And
the best part is we're doing it together. You know, that's the best part. Like, I'm not throwing him in front of a camera that he doesn't want to be on. You know, he's like, hey, if we have a healthy marriage, which we do, let's show the world. And we're in it together. We're in it to win it.
Well, we'll be checking you out on Facebook. Marriage Boot Camp Reality Stars, we'll check you out there as well. WeTV's hit series, Season 7, Friday nights, 9 Eastern Pacific. Amy Duggar King, Dylan King with us on the program. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Best of luck in all your future endeavors, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk again. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.